Representative Chris Pappas, nice enough to join us this morning, 1st Congressional District. Looking back and looking ahead, Representative Pappas, good morning. Thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Happy New Year to you. Hope you're doing well, and it's always great to be on the show.
And I hope you're doing well and staying well, by the way. I mean, this COVID spreading just seems to be everywhere, the virus. Let's talk a little bit about a year ago, your thoughts, and a year ahead. And one of the questions I asked Representative Custer, do you as a member of Congress now feel that we've taken the proper measures looking forward to prevent another breach? Do you feel safe and secure? Are you worried about this happening again? And are we getting better going forward? Do you see some positives here on the horizon?
Well, look, January 6th was a dark day for our country, and it wasn't just an attack on a building or even just the people within the building. It was really an assault on our democracy, and it came about because of lies that were spread over a period of months by the former president. And it was a violent attack on our Capitol. We know that five police officers lost their lives as a result of what happened that day. 140 were injured defending the Capitol that day. So it's a solemn anniversary where we do have to take stock of what transpired that day, what led up to January 6th, and where we go from here. That's why I think the work of the special January 6th committee is so essential to continue to move forward. I know we've talked before about folks who have ignored subpoenas and not gone on the record with what they know about the events of January 6th and the planning that help produce the insurrection that day. But we need a full accounting, and it needs to be done in a bipartisan way for the American people so that we know how we can move forward. Now, some important steps have been taken to shore up the Capitol Police. I've advocated for more funding for the police at our nation's capital to make sure that they're well-resourced. There are additional steps that need to be taken to secure the building. But I think, you know, we have to have other conversations, too, in the wake of January 6th about our political system, about how we sort out our differences, about how we call out mistruths and disinformation and lies when we see them, because they can fester and produce the kind of violence that really has been unprecedented in our nation's history. I mean, we've never seen an attack like that in our nation's capital. We've got to make sure we never see it again. And I hope this can continue to be a time where we try to come together as a country and say that our democracy, the institutions of our government, while they're fragile, we've got to make sure that they're resilient for the future.
Representative Chris Pappas, before I let you go, remembering January 6th and trying to look forward as well, let me ask you one question. We just asked a former analyst, and Anna Brown with Citizens Count earlier. New Hampshire House yesterday voting, the Republican majority voting on this congressional redistricting, District 1 and 2. Some of the analysts feel Governor Sununu will not, I guess, veto or stand in the way of this if it passes the Senate. You're running for re-election as Democrat. You know the district well. You've been re-elected more than once. The question is, what are your thoughts on this redistricting? Does it affect your race or not? Do you like it or not? Do you think it's good or bad?
Well, I'm moving forward no matter what because I enjoy serving the people of the 1st District, and we've got a lot more work to do. So this is the beginning of a process in Concord that's going to take shape over the next couple months. The Senate's going to weigh in. The governor's going to weigh in. He's made a pretty strong statement about ensuring that our districts are fair, that they pass a smell test. And as one representative said yesterday, you know, this process smells like a landfill because the Republican majority in the House has indicated they're doing this for purely political reasons to try to get a certain outcome next November. But, you know, we've surprised people before, and no matter what the district looks like, whether we've got more Republican communities or more Democratic communities, it doesn't matter to me. We're going to be out there talking about the issues that matter, trying to connect people to the work that we're doing in Washington. Hopefully we'll be able to gain the confidence of New Hampshire voters once again. But this is a process that will continue to play out. We'll watch it, but I'm more focused on, you know, what we have to do in Washington to be responding to the issues of the day, from the pandemic to the economic issues and all the other things that we've been working on.
Representative Chris Pappas, 1st Congressional District, thank you for joining us on this day, looking back to January 6th and looking ahead. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jack. Take care.